video clip just showing the technique of knife dissection, a patient about to have a latissimus dorsi reconstruction, infiltrating maybe 200 or 300 mils of adrenaline saline all around the subcutaneous space. These are actually cookie cutters, which are used to make the mark for the incision around the areola, which should be 2 or 3 millimeters wide of the pigmented aspect to get all the mammary ducts. And then division of the nipple areola complex away from the skin envelope. And the only retractor used in this operation is a Lane's forceps. You don't need any other retraction at all. A long-handled scalpel with a large 22 blade. I'm afraid the quality of this is not excellent, but it shows you the principle. And a sort of scything movement which allows you quite bloodlessly to dissect the skin envelope away from the underlying tissues. You can see that you're developing a thin skin flap there with the blade, using the preoperative markings to determine the extent of the dissection. Notice how little blood is escaping. And again, with the inframammary aspect of the dissection, often quite adherent here, you can see exactly where you are and exactly how far your dissection should go. So when that's complete and the breast is ready for deep dissection, you can check your skin flaps and confirm that they are of a reasonable thickness and of a reasonable uniformity. It's very important, as I said, in this operation to have good lighting and retraction. In fact, both the surgeon and his assistant will wear a light in our operating theatre. Time does not allow us.